Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. One of the goals of learning about Emunah is to be able to practice it. This, says the Chazon Ish, is one of the definitions of Bitachon, the way we practice our Emunah. People who have been learning the concepts of Emunah on a daily basis and internalizing them have seen a very noticeable change in the way they live their lives. As an example, I would like to share an email I received from a woman who began learning from a book on Emunah about a year ago. In her words, "I can't even begin to tell how much the words of Emunah have changed my life. First of all, being nervous about earning money was always part of life. Now I know with absolute certainty that if I put in my reasonable hishtadlut, Hashem will take care of me. As a married working mother of five, Beli Ayin Hara, there is always some expenses that need handling. I started out as a nurse, working overnight shifts from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., a grueling schedule. I was always concerned with how I was going to earn a paycheck, that I was even willing to exhaust myself physically and emotionally to make money. Now, I know that as long as I'm doing what's best for my family and working a reasonable amount of daylight hours, the rest is in Hashem's hands. Additionally, in the book it speaks a lot about opening our eyes to see Hashem's role in our day-to-day lives. The more I say Baruch Hashem, or thank you Hashem for taking care of this or that, the more I see His hand following me throughout my day. Even when it comes to small things, like being able to spot my baby's pacifier when I need it. I also started saying Baruch Hashem for minor inconveniences, like when something falls and I have to bend to pick it up. Emunah made me realize that these things are really gifts from Hashem and reasons to thank Him. The following situation happened around the time I first started reading the book. My family and I went to stay by my sister for Shabbat, and when Motzei Shabbat came, I couldn't find my keys anywhere. After a few minutes of looking, I stopped and began to think, "This is annoying, and I don't know why this is happening, but Hashem must have a reason for this." Baruch Hashem. We kept looking. After a few more minutes, more family members were recruited to help. I said out loud this time, "I don't know why this is happening, but I have Emunah that Hashem has a good reason for this." And still later, when the keys were nowhere to be found, and now everyone in the house was helping us look, I said once again, "Hashem, I don't know why you want me to be here for an hour looking for my keys, but I have Emunah that you have a reason for it." Finally, Baruch Hashem, the keys were found. But throughout this minor inconvenience, I was able to keep calm and keep a smile on my face. It could have easily turned into an argument about who had the keys last, or who was in charge of putting them away, or how late it was getting, or how annoying it was to be looking for the keys, or how tired we all were getting, or how we felt so bad to be in somebody else's house so late on Motzei Shabbat. But instead, since I was constantly reminding everyone that it was okay, and there was a reason for this, everyone remained calm. Every time I look around, I see Hashem giving me personal divine intervention. The subtitle of the book is Achieving a Life of Serenity Through Faith. That's exactly what happened. My life is so much calmer and less filled with anxiety now that I feel everything Hashem does is for my best. I am constantly reminding myself that Hashem is going to help me and that Hashem is with me. Things that used to make me nervous no longer make me nervous, like being in a rush to get to work. I remind myself that I'm doing my best hishtadlut to be on time and the rest is up to Hashem. If it's for my best to be late despite my efforts in trying to be on time, then I accept it as the will of Hashem. I also apply the concept that Hashem has a plan and He knows what's best for me in big areas as well. We recently moved houses and the kitchen was in desperate need of renovation. My husband and I never had anything renovated in our lives and therefore didn't know the prices of anything. Somehow there was a miscommunication. And when we agreed to renovate the kitchen, we thought the total cost would be $6,000. But in reality, the rest of the renovations, we were told later, would total $15,000. When I heard that number, I almost went crazy. To go from thinking you're going to spend $6,000 to spending $15,000, it felt like I was being robbed of thousands of dollars. But after a few minutes of really digging deep and focusing on Hashem and reminding myself everything Hashem does is for the best, I was able to recognize there was a reason for this miscommunication. Maybe I was supposed to lose money in a different way, and instead, Hashem is making me feel like I'm losing in this way by spending it on the kitchen. And by spending it on a kitchen that was for my benefit, what a blessing. I reminded myself, there were so many terrible ways to be forced to spend $15,000, and being able to spend it on something so great as a new kitchen is a beautiful thing. There are so many stories of Hashgacha Peratit in my day-to-day life. The more I look for them, the more I see them. I am so appreciative for being able to learn about the goodness of Hashem and how He loves us and how He's with us every step of the way. I truly feel the serenity that comes from living with Emunah. Signed, this woman. The more we learn about Emunah, the closer we become to Hashem, and the better our lives will be. Have a great day.